This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Moon Doggies, I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Power Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Moon Doggies Pizza. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. Come on now, we got some folks out here. Let's hear some clapping. There you go. All right. Coach, we had a big win in Macon last Thursday night against Northeast Macon. We go up there and we win 41-12 and do a lot of good things in the football game and get the 2-2 on the season.
Yeah, absolutely. We played against a talented Northeast Macon team. They have they're pretty big up front on both sides of the ball and got a lot of talent. Got a really good quarterback. He's going to Mercer on a basketball scholarship, but he's a very good or very talented individual at that.
Yeah, he scrambled for a lot of yards the other night.
He did. He made a lot of things happen because our defense had him under duress for most of the night, and led by Kayshawn Thomas up front, he destroyed their offensive line and made that quarterback scramble. And you know, the kid made some great plays with his feet and ad-libbing, but he did a phenomenal job.
Coach, what's the odds that quarterback had to take an ice bath on Friday? Pretty good?
Yeah, I would say so. He took a lot of hits. But the kid's a competitor. I got to give the kid a lot of credit because our defense got after him pretty hard all night long.
Coach, talk about Kayshawn Thomas. He's getting better and better. Just a sophomore already with some SEC offers. I think South Carolina's already offered him. He's bulking up and he's starting to figure it out. He's going to be a fantastic football player. Already is, but maybe great before he leaves Brunswick High.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got to keep his head on his shoulders. Make sure he continues to do the work in the classroom, making sure he's, you know, NCAA qualified, doing all that things. But when it comes to the field, he's phenomenal. He gives a fit up the middle. He did a phenomenal job last week. He had 4 tackles for losses, Kip, a fumble recovery, and a sack.
He acted like he wanted to scoop that fumble, wanted to scoop and yeah, score with it
that
for
was,
a second.
That's right, what right, I thought. Right off the bat, yeah, he gave him a fit all night long. And even, yeah, his stats really don't even tell you how well he did. When you go back and watch the film, he dominated. They tried to double-team him. The center couldn't handle him by himself. They tried to double-team him with a guard in the center. That didn't work. And eventually they put 3 people on him. He still got penetration. And then that's when our defense really took over, is when they took 3 people, tried to block 1, and then we always had someone coming free. And then that quarterback kind of scrambled for his life.
What's that mean for your offense when your defense goes on the field first play, get a snap and a fumble recovery? What's that do for you? You're offensive. You're known for your offensive mind, but when your defense gets a turnover like that, that's gotta make things click.
You would think so, you know, because early in the game, you know, usually when that happens, you like to take a shot right away, try to get a quick score. But you know, in the beginning of the game, offensively, we're off a little bit. I mean, just by a little. You know, the quarterback hitching up just 1 too many times instead of letting it go. Just little things here and there. And penalties, you know, we moved the ball really well early in the game. But getting inside the red zone, penalties backed us up, and it just prohibited us from scoring early in the game. And we finally got it clicking. But, yeah, that fumble recovery really, you know, it should have sparked a something in us, but we didn't sputter after the fumble recovery.
Well, I'm not going to comment on the officiating crew, but I saw some things last Thursday that I've never seen before, and I've called Brunswick High football for a long time. So, offensively, Coach, back to the defense, linebackers, Cameron Crump, guys like that flying around the football, they get places in a hurry and get there with an attitude. That you got to be pleased with them as a group, too.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Cameron Crump for a minute, because – Cameron is maybe 5 foot four.
He's short.
The most, yeah, he's short. Pound for pound, he's probably the strongest kid on our team. But you know, he's on pace right now to have over 100 tackles for the season. And I'm talking about the regular season. I'm talking about playoffs. He's on. He's getting close to 10 tackles a game, and he's all the way. He's always around the football, just getting after it. And AJ Wilson is doing a great job. But then, yeah, you have Zane on the outside. You have Bryce Morris Moose, we call him. He's on the outside doing good. And then you have another sophomore really getting after it. And Tweedy, Lionel Tweedy is really playing, doing better than we thought he would do as a sophomore. He's really playing well.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, secondary, we had one breakdown, but other than that, I thought we played pretty good against a team that was trying to throw the ball a lot.
Yeah, Ivan, our safety, he bit up on something he didn't bite up on all week long. He just got caught looking in the backfield, let his man go, and you know, and it was on the scramble. It was on a fourth and long, and left them wide open, and that's how they got their first score. And you know, that quarterback made a great throw. The receiver was a good athlete, made a great catch, and they took it to the house. But we did blow the coverage.
Coach, the last 3 weeks defensively after the Pierce game, 6 on that extended play at the end of the game, 21 against possibly the best team in 4A football in the state of Georgia, and 12 last week. So you've given up 39 points in the last 3 games. We continue with that point per game average, we're going to be pretty good at the end of the season.
That's right. You know, we're doing really good. You know, the defense got their little identity. They call themselves the Black Death.
Black Death.
The Black Death. They're getting after it. Okay. They try to live up to the hype, and they're working hard. I mean, it's a good group. It's a veteran group. The secondary has gotten better and better and better. At the front seven is solid, and we just got to keep growing with some depth and continue to grow and get better, but keep that tenacity about us.
We're going to print up some Black Death t-shirts, Coach. I wouldn't mind having one of those.
Yeah, I don't know where the black flag. I'm sorry, I call it the black Death. The black flag. Black flag.
Okay.
Defense. But yeah, we might as well call it the Black Death because they're trying their best to knock you out.
I got a black flag defense shirt. We had used that about 12, 15 years ago. I still got one of them in the closet somewhere.
Yeah, they definitely have formed an identity, Kip.
Good deal. Coach, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the offensive side of football, and we'll start talking about bye weeks, and then we'll start talking about those people that we're getting ready to play. So more to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm-Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, and by I-95 Toyota. Coach, our offensive line, the last 2 weeks, we have been mauling people.
346 yards on the ground on Friday night, and that's a contribute to that offensive line. And we got to talk about Caleb Cook, because when you watch him on film and watch what he did to his defensive line, I'm glad that he's not being arrested.
Oh, he was, yeah. I mean, we had our way with Northeast Maine, and we were knocking them off the ball.
And they're big.
They were big.
But Kenia Charlton and David Neubauer, they did a fine job on double-teaming people and driving them to the ground. And then Cook on the other side did a tremendous job, along with Mike Gibson and Keegan Carroll in the center. You know, Keegan's getting better and better and better.
What clicked when Neubauer came back? I mean,
the actual when he came back, it was just a whole another confidence level one, because he's a leader on that offensive line. Yeah, you know, there's not much to him like we talked about with Cameron Crump, just really short in stature, but extremely strong, smart, physical, and just plays with a lot of heart. And you know, that's something that not every high school player has, but he has it, and you can live and die with that.
Coach Grady coaches the offensive line. What's he say, you know, when you get into coaches' meetings and things like that? What's he say about this offensive line?
Oh, he's tough on them.
Yeah.
You know, really, I mean, he's very proud of his boys. Don't get me wrong. He'll praise them here and there. But for the most part, we're always focusing on ways to make them a little bit better. You know, we got a kid like Kenia Charlton. Kenia Charlton has every Power 5 offer there is, so he better start playing like he has every Power 5 offer there is. And Caleb Cook, you know, he's already signed or committed to a Division I school. So, buddy, play like you're committed to a Division I school. So when they take a play off here or there, I mean, we let them know it, because if we make the best players on our offensive line, we hold them to the high accountability, then the all rest of the offensive line is going to be like, dang, man, they're talking like this are the best players on this team. Let's make sure we get our butts in line and do what we need to do. So that's kind of the process. But our offensive line, they had a work hat. It's go to work. They throw on one of those hard hats, and the offensive lineman of the week gets to wear it. And that's our mentality, is we're going to come to work every single day, and we're going to get there. We're going to get there with an attitude, and we're going to knock your block off.
Yeah, and I, you know, just to change it up for a second, when I turned on SEC Network last Saturday, Kurtz, I saw Warren McClendon playing for the Georgia Bulldogs in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So, you know, we're turning out big-time football players in the program, and that offensive line last Saturday did not click until he got put in the football game, by the way.
That's right. Warren came in the same time that Stetson Bennett came in.
Yep.
They moved Warren to the right tackle, and he came in and he started controlling it. Guys, we're watching that number 70, watching him work, and he was working his man. He did a phenomenal job.
What's that mean to you as a coach when you see former players producing on national TV on Saturday afternoon?
Oh, I was beside myself.
I bet you were.
I was. You know, I like Georgia Bulldogs anyway. They're, you know, it's a good program. But when you see two of your former players playing on that team, it's just the excitement. Stetson Bennett came in and did a great job. I was able to coach him for a majority of his career. And then also, of course, Warren McClendon, got to coach him from his sophomore year to his senior year. And I'm just so excited to have both those guys playing for a team that I really like. So that was very, very impressive.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach KJ, threw the ball. Completion percentage was pretty high. Handled the ball a lot. Only one turnover that I can remember in the football game. Got to be pleased with the way he played at Northeast Macon.
For the most part, I am. He's getting better. But like we talked about with Coach Grady with the offensive line, I'm the same way with the quarterbacks.
Tough on them quarterbacks.
You know, he is getting better, and I'm going to give him that. And he is giving his all. But we still got to grow there. You know, we made a little too many hitches up in the pocket, letting the ball go a little bit late. And we get those things fixed, we're going to get a lot more touchdowns. And he's learning. He's getting better. I am proud of the kid, even though he might not think I am today. I had to bench him for a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. He knows that. He's got to have tough skin to play that position. And, he's growing. He's getting better. I am proud of him. So I will say that on the radio. But we still got a long way to go to get to where we need to be.
Coach, your wide receivers, Tyrese Jones, is playing like an all-region football player right now. Xavier Bean starting to get more involved in the offense, especially on short intermediate routes and moving the chains on third down. So you got to be pleased with the progress of your wide receivers. And Whitfield comes into place both ways.
Right. I mean, I am. You know, I want better production out of them.
You're a former wide receiver, so.
Yeah, I want better. I want better production out of them. I am pleased with Tyrese's big play, you know, opportunity. I want more out of Bean. Bean is a two-year All-Region player. He's doing a good job, but I want him to do a better job. He needs to get a little bit more focused in his route running and his blocking. But once he gets there, and I believe it's coming. I believe he'll get there. And then we got some other young guys. You know, Trey Elvine.
He caught a couple of balls.
Trey Elvine got a nice third down conversion. They kept a drive alive. That was a third and long situation, so I was proud of that. He's blocking his tail off, which is a good thing. And then some of the other receivers were getting in there. They haven't got the ball yet, but they're starting to get in there and get their feet wet, and things are going to happen. Of course, when Amarion Whitfield comes over to the offensive side of the ball, he's a very explosive player and adds a lot to us. I don't know if he caught any balls, but he ran the ball well.
He ran that speed sweep really good.
We ran him on the speed sweep several times, and he gained around 40 yards or so.
When we get back from break, we're going to talk about the Wolfpack for a minute, and then we'll talk about those people. We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Pirates!
Back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Penn on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Moondoggies. Coach, the Wolfpack, which is our running back position group at Brunswick High. We know what Reese Simmons has been doing the last couple of games, and he's had monster games, 195, 186 the last two games, but I'm impressed with the development of Leon Charles. Two touchdowns, tough yards in between the tackles. He comes in there and picks up the load when Reed has to get a breather, and you have to be very, very pleased with his development.
Oh, not only running the football, but also blocking and catching the ball in the backfield. He's done a real good job at all three phases. And Leon, he's a very tough kid. All his yards that he gets running the football is between the tackles. Everything, and he runs hard, and he gets after it, and very pleased with him. And then you know, in the red zone, the way he's able to find the end zone. I think he's got 3 or 4 touchdowns now in a year.
He wears number 39, and old school football fans from the 1970s, number 39 for the Miami Dolphins,
Larry Zonka. That's right.
And he runs in between tackles. It kind of reminds you of Zonk a little bit.
Yeah, we need to change his face mask and give him that little U shape that Larry Zonka had, because Leon Charlton could definitely use that.
That's good. Reese Simmons, Coach. Can't say enough good things about him. When Jacoby went down with the injury, Ree has put it on himself to kind of take over the group, the Wolfpack, and he has not disappointed.
No, he hasn't. He had 29 carries 2 weeks ago and ran for 195 yards versus a good Benedictine team. And last week he had 21 carries for 185 yards, and he had a couple touchdowns. And three touchdowns in this past game, and a touchdown in the other game. I think it was one or two. I can't remember. But he's doing a great job with it, and he seems like he gets stronger and stronger. So, and you're very proud of it.
The thing I like about Ree is he runs in between tackles, and his legs never stop moving.
No, he's hard to tackle.
He is.
Yeah, you're gonna have to bring it. You're gonna have to wrap him up. If you think you're gonna bring him down by just hitting him, you're mistaken. And that's what makes him so. That's why he breaks so many tackles.
Coach, the running back group right now, I guess they are the strength of our football.
Yeah, team. Pat Leggett.
Pat Leggett
and Amarion Whitfield added to that as well. Like I said, our Wolfpack is growing. Well, Pat Leggett, he came in and did pretty good on some outside zones. And then at the end of the game, he hit a couple counters for some pretty big yards. And then Amarion Whitfield on the speed sweeps, he got around 40 yards himself. So they did a really good job, that Wolfpack. And like I said, it's starting to expand. It's growing a little bit.
I've noticed about your skilled people, your running backs, their blocking's improved. So has your wide receiver's blocking has improved. So you got to be pleased with that.
Oh, yeah. Overall, we're getting better and better and better. We still got a long way to go. We want to be a team that has a vision of a championship. And to do that, we have to get better every week. And our guys are. We're improving weekly. We just got to keep it going.
Somebody comes up to you and says, the Brunswick High Pirates this year, 2020, you look at Brunswick High on offense, and the first thing you think of is power run game. What's that mean to you? I know you like slinging around and throw the football, but power run game. What's that mean to Sean Pender?
You got to go to your strength. I like it. We've always been a power run team. It's just we've been a power run team that can also throw the football, and we still can. But right now, the strength of our team is our offensive line, and the running backs are running hard, and you got to play to the strengths of what you are and what your identity is, and that's what we are. That's our 2020 Pirates. We're a team that's going to hit you in the mouth, and you know it's coming, so stop it.
I kind of like old school Pirates. That's good when we talk like that. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, this is a bye week. We don't have a game this week. We're getting ready to play some school on the south end of town that's our biggest rival. They've got a game Friday night in Douglas. I know you're going to go scout that, but talk a little bit about practice this week. What are you trying to accomplish?
Number one, Kip, we're trying to get better and eliminate our mistakes. When we watch our film and things that we're doing, little things fundamentally, we try to work on that, make sure we get better there, because before you can look at scheming an opponent and get ready for another opponent, you have to make sure that you're right. You may have to make sure your players are doing the little things right. Make sure that when you get in the course of the season, so much detail goes into scheme and all that you started to fade away from the things you were doing in the summer about the little things, the little blocking, about getting your steps right. Don't cross over your steps. Make sure you slide step. Make sure you do your kickbacks or whatever the fundamentals that we're working. So we make sure we pay a lot of attention to detail to that. And then, of course, because we have the opportunity to have 2 weeks to get ready for our opponent. And our opponent happens to be a team that runs the option. So it gives us an extra week to prepare for the option to make sure we're able to shut that down and you know, just prepare overall. So we did some scheming for the following week, but for the most part this week, it was fundamental football.
Option, defending the options is all about assignment football on defense, and I know you guys, your coaches, you're stressing that. And how do you prepare? What's different about preparing for an option team?
Again, you can't be over aggressive. You know, a lot of times you over pursue, and then they'll burn you on over pursuing. So you got to make assignment discipline football, but you have to be aggressive. You just can't overdo it. You got a job. You ever heard that saying, know your role, do your job?
Know your role,
do your job, and that's it. Don't try to do anybody else's job. People get and make mistakes when they try to do too much. You know, so what is your assignment? What's your role? Stick with it and do it to the best of your ability. And we're going to try to do it and keep it simple while we're doing it so we can play fast.
And prepare for reverses and half
passes. Oh, yeah, we
got
it all. Yeah,
yes. All that stuff.
You're going to see we are going to see three things that we know we're going to see. And I don't care what Glenn person sees it. We're going to see the quarterback throwback.
Yep.
That's going to happen with quarterback throwback and some stuff. It's a screen. They did it 3 years in a row. And they've already done it in the film that we watched. They're going to do the reverse. That is coming. And they're off of the option look. They're going to figure out who you're trying to block. And then they're going to try to set it up. Like, so they're going to run their tight end down the seam or across the field, trying to get that get you to over-pursue and get a cheap touchdown.
We played those people 75 times, Coach. This will be the 76th meeting next Friday night, October the 9th, 37-37-2. We get that city championship, we take the series lead once again, and if we do that, I don't think we'll ever look back.
Well, that's the goal. That's the goal. We're definitely preparing for this. I will say this, that the city on the south side, or the school on the south side, said they're going to get our best punch.
They always do. It's a rivalry game. So, Coach, any last comments? How are we looking injury-wise? I know Jacoby's out. We don't know when he's going to return, so it could be a while on him. Just talk a little bit of how we come out of the Northeast Macon game.
Very well. I mean, our kids, they played a very, very physical ball game. So some of them are a little bruised here and there, but you wouldn't have known it in practice. You know, everybody came to practice. I played in that game, and we got after it this week. And I'm pleased with where we are. I just hope it stays that way, for the next several days until we get ready to play.
Coach, one thing I've noticed about this team that's different than the other three teams that you've had at Brunswick High, this team, and this is my opinion, of course, they practice better.
Yes. Yeah. As a unit, there's more togetherness. They get after it hard, and it's not pulling teeth to get them to do their job for the most part. Majority of our team is getting after it, doing what they're supposed to do. Our defensive unit, our special teams, offensive unit, for the most part, is doing a really good job, and I'm very pleased where we are as a program. Still need to get better with it, Kip. We want to have that championship mindset and practice every day. And it's getting better, but it's not there every day. The consistency factor of giving your all the time isn't where it needs to be. But the expectations for our players have been set. They know it's set, and they know when they need to get better.
No margin for error from here on out, Coach. All region games from here on out. So we'll come back next week. We'll have a bye week show, and we'll talk – specifically spend the whole time talking about these people we're getting ready to play, and that's pretty much going to wrap us up tonight. Coach, any last comments?
Yeah, just keep coming out and supporting your Pirates. This is definitely a team that you'd be proud of. You'll love the way we play when you see us play, the way we're getting after it, how hard these kids are working. It will show up on Friday night. So come out and be proud of your Pirates.
Braves won today, 1-0, by the way. So, Braves fans, one more. Get the Riz tomorrow. Move on. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each week and
every week during the football season right here at Moondoggies at 7:30. I'm Kip Branch, and for Coach Pender, as always, Coach,
go Pirates!
See you next week.